Hello and welcome to Off the Record, a special edition of Gramcast where we take a deep dive into a story with the help of reporter who brought it to light. Today, we are discussing a story from rural Nasik in Maharashtra, where aspirants lost the chance to be part of armed forces to pandemic. Due to the pandemic, no army exams could be conducted and aspirants crossed the eligible age limit to appear in exam. Aspirants are now hoping for some relaxation in this year's exam. I'm Archita Puranik from 101 Reporters and I'll be speaking to Vaibhav Sanap, who covered this story for us.
Hi Vaibhav, welcome to our podcast. Let's begin this podcast with your introduction.
Hello Archita, hello audience. This is Vaibhav Sanap. I'm currently based in Nashik. I'm currently working as a photojournalist. I graduated in 2020, so I'm new in the field of journalism. I graduated from St. Javier's College, Bombay, in journalism. So I'm currently working as a freelance photojournalist and reporter. I'm currently focusing on rural economy, environment, agriculture, education, and the issues of tribals and Dalits. Specifically, if I talk about what I am currently focused on. So I'm currently focused on the effects of pandemics on the rural economy and how it has changed entire ecosystem of rural Maharashtra, rural India, we can say.
Okay, so let's come to your article and story. So are there any developments in the story? Has the army announced fresh exams or listened to the appeal of local leaders or the Maharashtra CM?
So the answer is no for this question. It's been more than 22 months now that there has been no army recruitment, and there have been some protests in past few months, and also the local leaders and MLAs and MPs have been writing letters to the concerned authorities, but there have been no action taken place so far. And the students or the youth in rural Maharashtra, or you can say in overall India, they were hoping that after the protest or the leaders who have written letters to the authorities, there will be some action they will take. But unfortunately, there is no action taken place so far and they are still waiting. So there are many youth who have crossed their age limit, about 22 years. Mm-hmm. And now they are thrown out of this this exam. They cannot be eligible for this exam. Yeah. So the years of hard work, has gone into vain and they have lost to this system now.
Tell us why army exams is so important for these youngsters. As you said, their whole time went in vain. Why they spent years in preparing for it?
So you see, here in rural India, so also I belong to the rural India, and it's just that for my graduation, I shifted to Bombay. And when I shifted to Bombay, that I realized that how less opportunities are here in rural India. Rural India has its own ecosystem, like somebody is a farmer, somebody is a carpenter, and they keep working into their own fields, and there is nothing new into that. But it's only after when I shifted to Bombay, I realized that how there are opportunities in urban India for the rural youngsters. So here, when someone who has spent their entire life or till their years of life till their graduation in rural India, they're not aware about what opportunities are there in urban India. So when someone turns, 18 or 17, 18, and they pass 10th exam, or much before that also in some cases, because the family background is also one issue, that everyone here is depend on agriculture. And if you talk about the Sinnar region or Nashik region, which is eastern part of Nashik, it is drought prone area and the rain is not consistent here. So that is why the army exam, which requires physical fitness and some basic knowledge about academics, So that is why mostly youths or youngsters here are dependent on this exam. They think that this is the only exam which can, assure them of some steady income. And they're not aware about what's outside here. Also, education is one important factor that they study here in local colleges, Most of the youngsters here graduate in streams like BA or commerce. And what kind of job crisis we are going through currently. And there are very less job opportunities even for the people who graduate from good colleges. So for these youngsters, it's really hard to get out of the village and find a job. And even if they find, what kind of job they find is another issue. They go to MIDCs where they require unskilled laborers and they are hardly get paid 300 or 400 rupees for 10 hours of shift. So it's really hard. So army exam is one such exam, which can change their entire life or years of poverty, you know. So that is why the army exam is such a big deal here, that the youngsters spend years for this exam.
Okay, just as you said that we read an article that exams have not been conducted for 2 years now. So what are the alternatives which the aspirants are considering who have crossed the age limit? Are they focusing for some other government exams like police or state PSCs?
As I told you, this army exam requires physical fitness, which they get naturally by working in farms, or some youngsters also work as laborers. So that physical fitness comes natural to them. They don't have to take extra efforts for that. But what is more important is the academics, which they are not good at, you know. I will give an example that in cities, when a child comes from school, you know, they have to just watch TV or do their homework and sleep. It's the only thing they have to do. But here in rural India, youngsters or even a child, they have to start working in farm from morning. And if the school is at 11 a.m. in morning, they have to work till 10 o'clock. Sometimes they have to skip the school for the farm work, you know. So that kind of thing is here. So that is the reason that they cannot prepare for the civil service exams or government exams, because it requires, you know, studies, and which like they don't have. From last 4 or 5 years, they are just focusing on their physical fitness or running or other things, you know, which are required for to qualify a physical fitness exam of army. So first thing that it will take time for them to come out of this shock that they will not be eligible for this exam. And other things, if you talk about that, what opportunities are here? So there are honestly very less opportunities, and one such is MIDCs. So most of them will now be working in MIDCs, like maybe daily wage worker somewhere or on monthly basis, where they will get hardly they will get paid less than 400 or 300 rupees. So it's really tough for them.
Thank you, Vaibhav, for talking to us and doing this amazing story.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure to be here.
Tune into our podcast for more Indian anecdotes. Gramcast, unheard stories from rural India. Now available on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Google Podcasts.